Welcome to Golden Gems with Dave Shaw and Bill Hansen. We review each week the career and personal life of one of the great unforgettable artists of the golden days of radio. So please join with us on a trip down memory lane as we take a look at today's artist. Then go to our website, www.goldengems.net, where we will also look at more of their career and play some of their most unforgettable great hits, which we are unable to share on the podcast. We invite you to join us there also. But for now, sit back and relax as we talk about the life of today's unforgettable artist of the golden days of radio.
Welcome to Golden Gems. This is Dave Shaw and Bill Hansen, featuring on our podcast today, Billy Daniels from the golden days of radio. William Boone Daniels was born on September 12, 1915, and passed away on October 7, 1988, was an American singer active in the United States and Europe from the mid-1930s to 1988, notable for his hit recording of That Old Black Magic and his pioneering performances on early 1950s television. He was one of the first African-American entertainers to cross over into the mainstream. Daniels was honored with a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame in 1977. Daniels was born in Jacksonville, Florida, United States, where his father was a postmaster and notary. His mother was a schoolteacher and organist. Daniels had a heritage of Portuguese sailor, Native American Choctaw, African American, and frontiersman Daniel Boone. In 1935, Daniels moved from Jacksonville to New York to attend Columbia University. He planned to become a lawyer, but he was sidetracked during the Depression. His grandmother was a seamstress in Harlem for the Ziegfeld Follies, and she encouraged her grandson to sing at Dickie Wells, the club where he first worked as a dishwasher, then a singing waiter. There he was discovered by bandleader Erskine Hawkins, who hired him as a featured vocalist. Daniels had several accompanists, including Nat Cole, while in New York. In 1948, he teamed with ex-band big band pianist Benny Payne, who had been Cab Calloway's pianist in the Cotton Club. Payne remained as accompanist for the rest of Daniels' career.
Daniels' first trademark song from his time in New York radio was the song Diane, which he recorded on Bluebird in 1941. His later signature song was That Old Black Magic by Harold Arlen and Johnny Mercer, which Daniels first recorded for Apollo Records in 1948. His 1950 recording on Mercury became a hit, selling in the millions. Daniels had performed in musicals on Broadway early in his career with a minor role in the short-lived musical Memphis Bound in 1945. More notable was the long-run, 600-plus performances of Golden Boy with Sammy Davis Jr. in 1964, directed by Arthur Penn. Daniels toured the U.S. in 1975 with Pearl Bailey in the all-black Hello Dolly, and in London's West Side, he headlined a 1978 presentation of Bubbling Brown Sugar. He was popular in Australia, where he first toured with the Andrews Sisters in 1954.
Daniels was a pioneer in television with his own television series that debuted on ABC on October 12, 1952. The Billy Daniels Show was sponsored by Ribitol, a popular vitamin tablet at the time. This 15-minute show, telecast from WJZ-TV in New York on Sunday evenings from what was later to become the Ed Sullivan Theater and now The Late Show, was a milestone, the first sponsored network television series starring a black performer. He appeared on television in the U.S. and U.K. and Australia and Canada throughout the 1950s and 1960s with performances on The Milton Berle Show and The Ed Sullivan Show. His films include When You're Smiling, Columbia 1950, Sunny Side of the Street, Columbia 1951, and Columbia's Rainbow Round My Shoulder, Columbia 1952. In the original script for the movie, Goodfellas, working title Wise Guys, the narration of the character Karen Hill was to include, "One night, Billy Daniels sent us champagne. There was nothing like it." However, in the final version of the movie, the name was changed to Bobby Vinton. Daniels' recordings cover the period of transition from 78 RPM to the dawn of microgroove recording. Remembered mostly for his charismatic live performances, he made an album at Abbey Road, The Magic of Billy Daniels, 1978, which contained a disco version of That Old Black Magic. He recorded one of the first soul records, Whoa, 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 a now rare recording.
Well, a little about his personal life. Daniel was married 4 times. Gladys Gordon, divorced in 1940. Florence Clotworthy, died 1947. Martha Braun, divorced 1953. And Pierrette, from 1955 to his death in 1988. Daniels and Gladys Gordon had 1 child, Yvonne Daniels. He had 3 children with his second wife, Florence Clotworthy, Diane, Billy Jr., and Bruce. Clotworthy died in 1947. In 1950, Daniels married socialite Martha Braun. Braun filed for divorce in Juarez, Mexico, citing mental cruelty. He did not test the action. After the divorce, Daniels married Pierrette Cameron, whom he hired as governess for his children. Pierrette had 2 daughters with Daniels, Andrea and Dominique. Pierrette H. Daniels, Daniels' widow, was deceased in 2011, and her daughter, Dominique Daniels, founded a 501c3 nonprofit organization, the Billy Daniels Foundation, raising money for undeserved youth seeking arts education support in her late husband's name. Dominique Daniels is chief executive officer of the Billy Daniels Foundation. Daniels had a heart bypass surgery 2 times, first in 1982 and then 5 years later in 1987. Daniels died on October 7, 1988, from stomach cancer at the age of 73 in Los Angeles, California. He's buried in the El Camino Memorial Park in Sorrento Valley, San Diego, California. Well, thanks for being with us today, and we hope you've enjoyed the review of the life of Billy Daniels.
Thanks for being with us today. We hope you're having as much enjoyment as we are, reliving some of the unforgettable memories from the golden days of radio. To learn more about the career of today's artist and listen to several of their greatest hits, we invite you to go to our website, www.goldengems.net. May we also encourage you to tell your friends about the show. We would love to have them join us in these little trips down memory lane. And as always, we invite your feedback or comments on goldengemsradio@gmail.com. So until next episode, this is Dave and Bill heading back into the archives to dust off some more unforgettable memories to share with you on Golden Gems.